Lawsuit: President Biden's DOJ targets Alabama for trying to purge non-citizens from voter rolls. By Amy Furr on September 28, 2024. President Joe Biden's U.S. Department of Justice DOJ is suing Alabama for trying to remove non-citizens from its voter rolls as the November election quickly approaches. The DOJ claims the move was too close to the 2024 presidential election, according to a Friday report in the Washington Times. The department asked a federal judge to order Alabama to put the names, which the state says are ineligible voters, back on the active voter lists. The department said some actual citizens were sent notices that they had been moved to the inactive voter file, the report said. According to the DOJ's press release, the Alabama Secretary of State said officials on August 13 were launching a process to remove non-citizens registered to vote in Alabama, which the DOJ noted was 84 days before the election. The move reportedly violated the federal National Voter Registration Act, per the Times. The DOJ's news release continued. The Justice Department's review found that both native-born and naturalized U.S. citizens have received letters stating that their voter record has been made inactive and that they have been placed on a path for removal from Alabama's statewide voter registration list. The letter directs recipients who are in fact U.S. citizens and eligible to vote to complete and submit an attached State of Alabama voter registration form. In turn, that form instructs that people may not register to vote in the 14 days before an election. This systematic voter removal program, which the state is conducting within 90 days of the upcoming federal election, violates the quiet period provision. In his press release prior to the DOJ's announcement, Alabama Secretary of State Wes Allen said, "I have been clear that I will not tolerate the participation of non-citizens in our elections. I have even gone so far as to testify before a United States Senate committee regarding the importance of this issue. We have examined the current voter file in an attempt to identify anyone who appears on that list that has been issued a non-citizen identification number," he added. Per the Times report, Allen said his office had identified over 3,000 names on the lists to whom Homeland Security gave such numbers. When registrars were told to inactivate those individuals and begin removing the persons who were non-citizens, federal officials did not help in that effort. He said it's possible that some of the people the feds had issued the numbers to had later achieved citizenship and the process he started would allow them to verify their citizenship status, the Times article noted. In August, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, removed over 1 million people from his state's voter rolls to try to prevent ineligible voters, including non-citizens, from voting, Breitbart News reported. More recently, the North Carolina State Board of Elections removed hundreds of thousands of registrants from its voter rolls since 2023 as early voting begins in October, according to a Breitbart News article published on Thursday. Making sure that only citizens vote in our elections is essential to strengthening the sovereignty of the nation and the value of citizenship. Ambassador Ken Blackwell, chairman for the Center for Election Integrity at the America First Policy Institute, exclusively told Breitbart News. Only people who believe in nations and voting without borders would find that difficult to embrace. Election integrity is essential to our Democratic Republic's success, agreed Breitbart News senior legal contributor Ken Klukowski. There are laws on the books to keep non-citizens off the voter rolls while protecting the voting rights of citizens, and polls show Americans want those laws faithfully enforced.